2 Minute Crypto, Key Concepts 13. What is DeFi? This series is aimed at providing crypto enthusiasts with a go-to source to outline ideas that are essential to engaging with the crypto landscape. Hopefully, each episode should be understandable by any reasonably open-minded individual with little or no prior knowledge of the subject matter. In paring things down to the bone, many generalizations will be made. As a long-time member of the crypto community, you may find some of the descriptive language employed far too broad or too loosely applied. However, the goal of the series is to open the door to engagement, where the real process of learning and understanding can begin. Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. This week continues the Key Concepts series with a brief examination of DeFi. If you have been following crypto in recent months, you've likely encountered the term with some frequency. Along with IEOs, it was the buzzword of 2019. Unlike IEOs, the DeFi sector has so far been a success. DeFi stands for Decentralized Finance. At its most basic, it is the offer of blockchain-based financial services without the required approval of a middleman such as a bank. At the moment, many high-profile projects such as MakerDAO exist in Ethereum, though other chains also facilitate such services. The entire industry is at a very early stage, but once again it's worth noting that the core function is to offer access to financial services without the approval of a central authority. These services come in two basic flavors: loans and interest. Loans involve locking up crypto assets as collateral and in return receiving fiat, essentially a crypto-secured loan. The terms and conditions of this loan are governed by a smart contract, though the implementation of this varies by provider. The level of collateralization ranges considerably from 150% to over 300%, depending on the crypto and on the project offering the service. There is no approval process. If you possess the asset and are willing to lock it up, then a loan can be secured. Interest is paid on the loan, and as long as the value of the crypto held as security doesn't drop below a certain agreed level, the loan may continue through time. It can be paid off at any time, though of course, terms and conditions vary by provider. On the other side of the coin, you have interest payments, where a deposit of crypto yields a return. Bitcoin tends to offer the highest yield, but Ethereum and other high-cap projects often offer attractive returns. Once again, the funds are locked away with varying terms and conditions for regaining access to them. The service providers are in turn loaning out or rehypothecating this crypto for preferential returns. Generally, smart contracts govern those services, so no centralized permission is required to open and close such interest-paying accounts. Critically, on both sides of the ledger, you are still exposed to risk. While permission to borrow or lend is not required, their service is offered by a centralized third party. MakerDAO is an exception in this regard, as it is entirely governed by smart contract agreement, limiting exposure to a third party. However, in the interest of reflecting the reality of the broader market, DeFi is best understood as private entities offering a service built on top of a blockchain. Once you engage their services, they take control of the designated crypto, at which point you become fully exposed to third-party risk. Should the firm go broke, become embroiled in legal trouble, or be hacked, your funds may be lost. Other aspects of DeFi include crypto credit card services such as those offered by Crypto.com. These cards generally require you to deposit or stake a certain amount of a designated crypto in order to access the features of a particular card. These features vary, but tend to revolve around rebates and purchases. These cards can be obtained without credit history checks or bank permission, so long as certain staking criteria are met, but they are at a very early stage of development and market penetration. More esoteric applications of decentralized finance, such as derivatives, insurance, and prediction markets, are also of importance, but beyond the scope of this introduction to DeFi. Thanks for listening.